And welcome to another Tom and Shane podcast. Oh my God, Shane, we're gonna talk about the rich. How much tax should the rich pay, and all of that? And as I told you before we went on the air, I have a rant about this, and I'm gonna have to go into because I am pissed off, Shane. I am pissed today because. We've got these two bills, you know, which include 15% corporate tax and a tax on millionaires and billionaires and people making all this money and everything. So correct me if I'm wrong. Do we not have a $28 trillion debt? Does it not take $4 trillion to run the government? And when we look at the streets of the big cities in the United States, we don't see just tents on a block. They're as far as you can see. As far as the eye can see, we've got tents on the street. We got poop on the street. We got needles on the street. And what else do we have? Thanks to government, we have 126 poverty programs. 126 poverty programs. We haven't had less than 110 years. So what's the answer to this, Shane? What's the answer? We've got to tax and tax and tax. We've got to add a 15% corporation tax to the corporations, whether they make any money or not. They're going to pay 15%, period. Amen. End of story. And let me remind you, corporations don't pay taxes. They collect taxes from you. So who do you think is going to pay that 15% that is going to help you? And how much money has government lost? How much money can't they find, Shane? How much is lost? Oh, my God. And then you got to talk about inflation. You know, what are these two bills going to do to inflation? I mean, I don't know, Shane. You're gonna have to take it because I'm out of control here on this stuff here. That these billionaires, they work their asses off, you know, to get to where they are. The head guy at Walmart starts as a loader on a loading dock in the summer. 20 short years later, he's in the carpet office. Is this a great country or what? And what do we want to do? We want to penalize this asshole for being successful. So I don't understand the thinking of this government. And it doesn't matter whether it's Republicans or Democrats. It doesn't matter who the hell they are. You know, they all it seems like nobody has ever taken economics 101, Shane. I don't know. Yeah, you take it from here. I'm a clamp.
Well, the bottom line is no one's accountable. So the Democrats, obviously in the position that they find themselves, total control, have shown nothing but incompetence over the last 8 months. You know, you got Rip Van Winkle as your president, and you know, what is it? Sleeping Beauty? No, Cinderella. Who was it with the dwarfs running around?
Yeah,
as a cabin.
Dwarfs. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I got Snow White. Yeah. It is Snow White. That's appropriate. Snow White is a vice president that's doing nothing. It can't even do the cleaning. Maybe some cooking, and you know, trying to chase the seven dwarfs around to get, you know, the 25th Amendment passed. Mm-hmm. You know, sign the 25th Amendment to get rid of Biden so she's president, because that's all they're interested in is power and money. But you're right. We find ourselves in a situation where your country, the upper 1% pay 40% of the taxes, the upper 10% pay 87%. Your government lies to you. They lie to you about the debt. They say China owes you. They don't. Japan has more of your debt than you. Of the 28 trillion in debt, 7.2 trillion is held by people outside your country. The rest is inside your country. The Federal Reserve owns 8 million. Social Security has 6.7 trillion and I'm sorry, 8 trillion in the Fed. So, you know, you're down to like, you know, less than 7 trillion that's held within markets around the world and corporations and companies that do business around the world. But we've sounded the alarm. The bell's gone off. The tipping point's been reached, and there's nowhere else to borrow or get money to fund these things. So they're not going to pass. And it's absurd that they're talking about taxing a person's shareholdings that have a virtual value. I mean, it doesn't have any real value until it's sold. And to suggest that you can tax them on that, which would result in them having to sell their stock to raise the money to pay the taxes, would collapse the market. These people, like you said, they haven't taken 101 economics, marketing 101, stock market, 0.01. I don't think they've even read a book. I think they sit down in a round table because it can't have any corners. That'd be too woke. And, come up with these, what they think are darling ideas that, and they go, oh, and no one's thought of this before. That's right, because they're stupid ideas. That's why no one's thought of them before. Anybody that would have thought of them before would have been laughed out of the room.
Yeah. Well, and, the obvious thing is that anytime you change anything in business, Shane, business is going to react. It's like Congress thinks, we'll add a 15% tax, and corporations won't react to that at all. Business won't do anything, and this money will just come rolling in, and everything will be copacetic. Everybody will be happy, kumbaya around the fireplace. It'll just be great.
So here's line number two. The government it has an annual budget, not a decade long. That's what the communists and communists of Russia and the fascists of China do. You all 5-year plan, 10-year plan. You don't plan 10 years out. It's 1 year. That's what the Constitution says, number one. Number two, businesses don't have to follow the Constitution. So they do plan out 10, 20, 30 years. And the bigger the company, the bigger the corporation, especially like in the energy business, like Chevron and all the other oil companies, BP, they're planning out 20, 30 years of where they're going to be. Car companies have to plan out, a half a dozen years for a new car. So, Walmart plans out in advance of inventories and purchasing. So what they do is they create a huge amount of confusion, and then they misdirect that with a backup of, a shipping slew in California. And they suggest that it's across the country. It's not. Oh, but this gives everybody the right to raise prices because, there's a shortage of everything. There's not. I can assure you. I don't know about your Walmart. Ours is fine. There's no shortage of anything at our Walmart and no reason to raise prices. And by the way, they haven't. Yes, we have inflation with food. Terrible. It's harsh. It's not a good thing. But instead of resolving the real issues, they just want to create more fear with the issues. They've always had success at doing that.
Yeah. For anyone who's just joining us, when Shane talks about his Walmart, he's in Canada.
Yeah, I'm in Canada.
we got a full disclosure. He's in witness protection up there. Yeah. We have to mention that. Our Walmart, a lot of empty spaces, Shane, on our shelves.
Really?
Our Walmart. Yep.
Food.
Yep,
you're missing food.
A lot of medical stuff as well. Some of that, there's a lot of empty shelves around medicine and cold remedies and stuff like that. And there are, of course, empty shelves on other, canned goods, because we have an aluminum shortage here. We've got a can shortage.
Yeah, and tin. Yeah,
or
tin,
whatever. And aluminum, aluminum and tin. So we've got some empty shelves where people have the dog food but don't have anything to put it in. So that's where we find ourselves. But to tackle this by elevating everybody's income, or deleting everybody's income, I should say, doesn't seem like the smartest way to find our way out of this. I'm surprised someone's called this a recession, Shane.
Well, it's heading towards one very quickly.
Yeah.
And, once they're going to start spiking interest rates because of what they've done. They basically kited your debt for better part of 20 years. And shoved it in every pocket they could. They shoved it in every, executive department. They're all full of cash because it's virtual cash. It's not real cash. It's just cash they've assigned to it. the Feds bought the debt that the companies are required to buy, the primary dealers. We've been talking about that for 6 months. Mm-hmm. And, you know, less than a third that they're offering every Tuesday is being bought. And then the Fed is buying it back from those banks. So you, when you look, as I said, you know, they're at $8 trillion, the Fed. That's a lot of your debt. I mean, your debt's $28 trillion. So they're holding eight of it.
Yeah,
and $7 trillion is being held by others. That's 13, and then 6.7 by you know, by Social Security. Everyone says it's broke. It's not, another lie.
Yeah,
and so you know you're down to $4 or $5 trillion that's out there in funds and pension funds and corporations and different entities that would invest and be required. Companies have to have U.S. debt, you know, to be able to trade globally because it's the sovereign currency. But the end, and I'm repeating myself because I want people to get it.
Yeah,
you
sure.
Know, at the end of the day, the bottom line is you can only, you know, saturate a market with, like the pillow guy, you know, he saturated the market, you know, Peloton, you know, Peloton, great piece of equipment, but they've already saturated the market. You can only sell so much, you know, when you're a one product company, ask Walmart, you know, ask anybody. You don't do really well. Well, your government's a one-product company, debt. Yeah. That's all. That's the only product they got. It's the only product they produce. They don't produce anything else except debt. And then they take, and they do create. They don't produce. They create taxes. So it's a like we say, kiting. Remember back when checks meant something? You'd write a check before you had the money in the bank.
That's right. Hope the paycheck got in the bank before the check made
it. That's right. Yeah. And who cleared the checks? The Federal Reserve. That's why originally it was created 120 years ago. It wasn't about income tax at the time. Yeah. It was about clearing checks on a national basis because banks couldn't issue cash anymore.
Yeah.
They passed laws that prevented them from cash printing their own cash, and they had one currency. And so checks became the form of payment.
Yeah.
But you had to have a system to be able to, you know, execute it.
You know, if you write a check on one side of town, it goes to the other side of town.
So. And it literally did. So it would go to a central Federal Reserve bank and then all the way back.
Yeah.
And then back to the bank and back to yours. So it would take a week, 10 days, remember? Yeah. I mean, that's why you kited a check.
Amen. Yeah. Well, if you like this kind of comment, hey, since I'm on a rant, what the hell is wrong with you? Hit the damn subscribe button.
Absolutely. Jesus.
Come on. It's not going to hurt you. No emails are going to show up. No, Tom and Shane are going to come to your friggin' house.
How are you going to become a wizard of finance and the world if you don't hit the subscribe and like button? Come on.
Slam that notification bell so you'll always be notified when. Like us and leave a comment down below.
That's right.
Let us know what the hell you're thinking.
Let the bell of the internet in the 21st century ring aloud for us, okay? Make it worth our time. Get on the ball here. Yeah.
Yeah. If you subscribe, you still have your Christmas money. What a deal.
If you subscribe, you get a list of people that don't lie to you. I mean, you listen to them on television all day long.
Yeah.
You listen to them on the radio all day long, lying their ass off.
Amen.
And, you know, it's about time listening to somebody that we're not fat checking. We're telling the truth. we're trying to get the point of fact out there.
I was going to say fact checkers use us.
That's right. Of course they do. That's right. They all they have to do is watch our program.
That's it. It's that easy. Hey, and if you'd like to make videos like this, we use StreamYard, and it works really well. There's a free version as well as a paid version. So go over and check that out. There's a description in the there's a link in the description below so that you can check that out. So,
and we want to qualify when we're talking about taxes, we're talking about federal income taxes.
Income tax, yeah.
I mean, everybody pays gas tax, everybody pays food tax, everybody pays state tax and in the state that you're in, and property tax at the state that you're in. But, you know, our general comment today was about income tax on the national basis. And, you know, if someone wants to do something that's relative, start talking to your congressman about getting the government to pay you interest on the money they borrow from you for a year
Yeah.
You know, when they take your money because the tax collector isn't the government, it's your business, it's your company, it's your employer. What a rotten idea that was. They should have shot the guy that came up with that guy. Oh, we don't want to send out tax collectors, so why don't we have the companies do it for us?
Yeah, there you are.
Another wacky idea.
For sure. Well, and I'm glad you brought up income taxes, because that's the other thing that that really irks me, is that corporate taxes are, well, corporate dollars are taxed twice. You know, they're taxed
right.
by the company. And then they send you a dividend, or they send you a, you know, something, and that's taxable. So every corporate dollar is taxed twice. So we're going to add to that. We're going to add another 15%. We're going to add a third tax onto the corporations. Thank you very much. That
exactly.
hire everybody and make the goods and services flow through the country, you know, and, you know, without these businesses, you know, you couldn't build a house. you couldn't build a building, surface a street, or, you know, dig a sewer or whatever.
That's right. And another lie is that it's clear that the upper 10% who pay the 87% and the upper 1% who pay the 4%, corporations are really in there with the upper 1%. You know, they add to 48% of the tax. So, mm-hmm. you know, what you're being told all the time by the government is an absolute lie.
Yeah.
And to survive and win back the power and control of the people, the Democrats have moved away from stealing from you through taxation mm-hmm. and through the black hole of government to now paying it back directly to you and buying your vote. Because that's all they're doing. You yeah. know, for 75 years, they used the debt to rebuild your country. Not very well. I mean, you look at Japan, China, Korea, and what they've done in the last 30, 40 years, certainly 40 years for China. I mean, they're 21st century countries. You
yeah.
know, yes, America is a great 20th century country, but you know, guys, that's, you know, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, 60 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything in your country has to be rebuilt, and at a cost of time and sure. and minerals, because, you know, we get the earth can't provide all these minerals now. I mean, like, yeah. it's a double talk. It's a dirty double talk is what it is.
Well, it is, for sure. Yeah. Well, the other thing, you know, we started out with how much tax should the rich pay? You know, what is a fair share?
30%.
You know, if yeah, if 30%. You don't have any, if you don't have any money and somebody else is really rich, you're saying, hey, pony up, pal.
That's right.
That, you know,
corporations should pay 40%. The rich should pay 30%. And middle class should pay 30%. There you go, 100%. You know, 30, 30, 40. Yeah, that's
well,
fair.
I don't know if the middle class could afford 30%.
No, well, I'm not saying that they could. That's yeah. what they're paying in Europe. You know, they're lying to you about that. They keep saying, "Oh, we want to be a socialist country like, you know, Switzerland and Norway and Denmark." Yeah, well, go look yeah. at their middle class. Uh-huh. They're all getting hammered. They're paying between 38 and 42% of the taxes. Okay.
Oh, so, yeah. No, they're paying a boatload over
yeah.
there.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, they're socialist countries. You got to pay for free Medicare and free health care.
Yeah, but
and,
the rich, don't, the rich don't pay for them.
No. The rich. Uh-uh. Yeah. Yeah. And and by the way, in those countries, do you really think you as a poor person in Denmark, do you really think your kid's going to get the free college? Do you really believe
no,
that?
Not,
do you really believe yet. That, you know, the rich aren't going to get a little better health care than you do? I mean, come on.
Well, and the reason it's not a discussion is quite simple: supply and demand. There aren't enough colleges and universities in Europe to educate the people there.
Yeah,
I mean, there's barely enough to educate the people that can afford to pay to go there.
Right. Yeah.
And so, you know, again, you have this well-established tradition in the United States. Each state has a university and a state university. That right there, there's 100.
Yeah.
You know, and then on top of that, they all have, most of them have tech universities. So, you know, that's 250, and that's state. That's not even private.
Yeah.
So there's over 200 private. I mean, you're talking now towards 600 when you start talking about, you know, the state colleges and everything. You're getting towards 700 across your country. Well, that's a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it is. And some of these have huge populations. I mean, in Boise, man, where you live, you know, your university is what, 20,000 people, right? You have got
pretty close.
8,000 graduate students working on doctorates, and you got like 10,000-12,000 undergraduates. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot in a city of 80,000 where 20,000 people are at the university. And that's not even counting the administration and the essential teachers. They're not teachers. They're essential professors.
That's so true. That's so true. And well, the other thing too, let's hit on that. Another thing in this bill that they keep touting out, they keep dragging it out, is this free tuition, you know. And what is that going to do? That's going to fill 20% of the seats with people that have no business being in college at all. They're just taking up space. They're just wasting the teacher's time. They're taking away from the education of the other students.
Well, that's right. And you know, when you look at the endowment funds, all these, what's a classical law school? You know, mm-hmm. do you know they now topped $27 billion.
Yeah.
In their fund. Okay. Mm-hmm. They don't have to charge anybody a scholarship or a tuition ever again.
Yeah.
None of the top Yale and Harvard and all of them have these huge endowment funds. And what's sad about that is that because of this, you know, they overpay the professors, the administrators, they're not upgrading their own buildings and they're not even expanding their campuses. Mm-hmm. You know, they just keep reinvesting these monies.
Well, I'm not even sure they're upgrading the curriculum.
They're not. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I mean, they're suggesting the government should pay for going to these schools when they could provide to take in the best and the brightest,
mm-hmm.
and have them come and not charge them for tuition or even housing. I mean, the mm-hmm. housing they've got all the housing they need. Maybe pay for food and books, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
there you go. Come to Harvard, paid for food and books. But no one wants to talk about it. No one wants to shine a light on it. No one wants to shoot them in the arm about it. Well, we will.
You should probably get a discount if you're paying for college and you're living at home.
100%.
You should pay less of a tuition because you're not impacting the campus with housing and all of the costs that go with that. So.
Yeah, and like the ridiculous examples of kids that have paid full tuition to go online by Zoom and go to these schools and then be told, well, if you're not vaccinated, you can't continue with this course. I'm at home. It doesn't matter. You know, you got to be vaccinated and you got to prove it. Like, I'm at home.
Yeah. I'm in a rubber room in the basement. Come on.
Right. Jeez. You want to see the nurse? I have a nurse.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I don't know what these politicians are thinking, man. I just, it boggles my mind.
The reason I'm saying that he's got a nurse is because they're effing paying more to go to a university than they'd pay for a nurse. So, if they can afford to go to that effing university, then they can afford a really good looking nurse.
Baby. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I just I don't know, man. These people are just off the charts stupid. I mean, I hate to use that word. You know, I really do. It's not a lack of intelligence because there's intelligent people in Congress. They're just dumb.
Well, the terrible thing about education, and it's a deep, dark secret, but here it is, folks, another fact. Since 1950, okay, that's 70 years ago, who in the education field has had the greatest increase in salaries? Oh, the administrators, 750%.
Yeah.
Since 1950, all administrators, we're talking about principals and secretaries and people in the back of your schools,
your local school board,
elementary, high school, and colleges. Yeah. Their salaries have gone up 750%. And if you think about it, how astounding is it with everything that's going on with Mama Bear and Papa Bear in front of these, school councils and wanting to know about the running, but nobody wants to talk about the salaries that the principals are being paid, or the administrators are being, or the secretaries, you know, that you see at the back at when you come to the counter to pay, you know, for your kid's book that was held overnight or whatever. It's a joke.
I don't know, man. I'm looking at, we just added a second high school here. So we got two high schools here in Bozeman.
That's right.
Yeah. And are you telling me that one principal and a vice principal can't run two high schools?
Of course they can.
Of course they can.
You got to split them up so they can get the same salary. And they're going to make $150,000 a year each.
That's what I mean. Yeah, there aren't 3,000 CEOs for Walmart stores. What's the deal?
That's right. Come on. Exactly.
You know, as I say, the principal takes care of the big stuff. The vice principal takes care of the small stuff, you know, smaller stuff. And everybody goes home happy. And, our property taxes go down. And I don't know, man.
Yeah, the principal takes care of the rules and the teachers. And the vice principal takes care of the rules and the kids.
Yeah,
I remember that in high school. When I went to high school, I went to Thomas Jefferson in Denver, and we had the vice principal. He was also the head coach.
Yeah.
And the Trojans, that was our, mascot. And then, we had basketball and baseball and football, and he was the vice principal, and he was like 5'8", like this short stubby, got one punch, you're gone. I don't care if you're 6'2". Yeah. But he's the guy that roamed the halls that kept everybody in line, right? Mm-hmm. All the principal did was pay the bills, you know, look at the teachers, look at the, make sure the food was, provide.
All the normal stuff. Okay. All right, good. I'm doing my job. Right. Are you folks all taking care of your things? Okay, good. I'm doing my job. Yeah, thanks a lot.
When I was in school, in a junior high and high school, and we had, sports, which was great. And, where was the nursing station? Well, it was down there. It was down where the gym was, So the coaches worked with the nurse to make sure everybody was healthy and cared for. And if something happened, someone broke a leg or something, they're the ones who would take care of them until, they got them off to the hospital. Schools today and the $1 trillion they've spent running them, in the last 40 years is a joke. I mean, seriously, how can you be in the sixth or seventh grade or junior high and you can't read? How is that? They spend $15,000 on you a year.
And just pass you through.
They just pass you through. That's like $250,000 to put you through grade school from kindergarten to 12th grade.
I don't know. Well, also too, we're talking about the principal and the vice principal. Every coach teaches history because it doesn't change.
That's right. You got it, baby.
It's easy to do because it doesn't change. You know what I mean?
No.
Don't go, there's new history today. Oh.
Yeah, it's just old dusty books.
There is new history today, but we're not going to talk about that. We're going to go back to the 1800s and talk about that, because then I can do that every year for the rest of my life.
Yeah, when we were on every day on the radio, we had, for 3-4 hours we were on. And, for one block, for half an hour, we'd do this day in history because it was interesting. We go back.
What happened? Yeah.
What happened today? And
what stupid stuff did we do 100 years ago that we're still doing today? So I don't know, boy.
You and I were always trying to figure out how Canada and the United States got so far ahead of everybody in like less than 100 years. They've all been around for 10,000 years. How do we do it?
Two reasons, capitalism and freedom.
That's right. That's
freedom to pursue your dream.
Bottom line, that's what it was. Yeah. Yes.
That's it.
Ingenuity, intelligence, imagination, and ideas. And then the freedom to develop them. Yep. And pursue them.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that's different.
All right. Let me remind you once more, if you want to remain ignorant, go ahead. Otherwise, subscribe. Hit the notification bell and like and leave a comment down below. So we would appreciate that very much.
Yeah, if you're going to get involved with us.
I mean, come on. Jeez. Where else are you going to go to hear? What are you going to, rely on Don Lemon or Tucker Carlson? Come on. What's wrong with you?
2 days a week for an hour. It's better than going to school where you had to sit for 40 minutes.
I was going to say, it's a lot better. So, all right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us. Shane, thanks for being here, man. I appreciate it very much.
My pleasure.
Shane in Canada, witness protection up there. Got a couple guards around him, you know, so the mob can't get to him. Yeah, that's a pretty good deal, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're treating you right. They're giving you 3 squares a
day. We're talking about the BLM mob, by the way.
That would be it. Yeah.
I'm in protection. I'm in protection from the BLM mob.
Well, that's, yeah, that's for sure. You need it up there, too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All right. Hey, well, thanks so much for being with us. Hey, we really appreciate it. And we'll see you all on Thursday, same time, with another Tom and Shane podcast. Till then, we'll see you down the road.